Daf Gimel. We got to the bottom of Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara is in the middle of a discussion of trying to dissect and understand Rav Papa's understanding when he said Yesh Mehem Kiyotu Behem, Yesh Mehem Lav Kiyotu Behem. There are certain toldos that are similar to the Avos, and certain toldos that are not similar to the Avos. So the Gemara yesterday finished off saying that Karen, when it comes to the world of Karen, so the toldos of Karen are all similar to Karen itself. In other words, that they are all Kavanas Lahazik. Just like the Avos are Kavanas Lahazik, so to the toldos are Kavanas Lahazik. So now the Gemara wants to know, last few lines of Beis Amabez, what about Shein Viragel Heichaksiva? So Gemara, before answering the question, first wants to know, what's the source of Shein Viragel that they are Avos? And then we're going to figure out what the toldos are. So Shein Viragel Heichaksivi, where are they written? Dasani, the Braisa tells us. Quote to Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vishilach, and the whole Pasuk, I'll read the whole Pasuk on the side because it's very important. It says, it's Parshas Mishpatim, a lot of these Pesukim, Baba Kam is all Parshas Mishpatim. So the Pasuk says, in the side here, Ki Yaver Ish Sadeh Okarim. When a person, Yavar means usually lashon of a burning, but it doesn't mean burning in this case, but it means to destroy it. Ki Yaver Ish Sadeh Okarim. When a person destroys a person's field or a vineyard, Vishilach as a Bi'iro, and he sends a Bi'iro, whatever, we're not sure what that means right now, Ubir Besadeh Acher, and he has to, Acher Metav Sadeh, he has to pay back a full sadeh of from the meitav, from the best of the land. So what does it mean uya shilach, and to send off a bi'iro? So the Gemara says v'shilach is there regel. Regel, when an animal goes and tramples over your field, over your kerim, and you send him off, that's regel. V'cheinu omer, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, it says Ashrechem zorei al kol. I'm reading the pasuk on the side. Ashrechem zorei al kol mayim. Praiseworthy he who plants over all the water. Mishal chay regel hashur b'chamer. Send off the legs of the shur. So we see here lashon shilach is connected to the lashon of regel. So regel comes to the word shilach. They're connected. So the Gemara says now, fine. Where are we now? Ovechenu omer mishal chay regel hashur b'chamer. Ubir, that word beer in the pasuk as well, is zoashen. That's shein, which means to eat, and literally teeth, but it comes referring to eating. V'cheinu omer, the pasuk that supports that the word beer means shein, is the pasuk that says, kasher yivar hagalal atomo. So atomo, what does that mean? So it says Rashi on the top of Gimel and Aleph, hagalal hainu shein. Hagalal refers to a tooth. Why? Shepamim megula, sometimes it's exposed, like a galal is lashon of gilui, to be exposed. Sometimes it's closed because the tumo means to be cut off, to be closed. So shein sometimes is a megula, sometimes it's mechusa. So when the pasuk says uvier or yivai kasher yivair hagalal atumo, that's a reference to shein. So beer means shein. So this is the pasuk and the source of both shein and regel. The question?
Yeah. What about en mikra etzem pshuto meaning beer? It's beera. Beera. It's esh.
Yeah, so making a drasha. We brought proofs. We bring proofs that it can't mean Esh because there's another pasuk that explicitly refers to Esh. Another pasuk says that. So this can't be Esh. What is the pasuk exactly? I don't remember it offhand. The pasuk says explicitly. We're going to get to it. It's mefurish that Esh is an Av. So this can't be Esh. So you have to make a drasha. Okay. Gemara says now on the top of Gimel and Aleph. Amar Mar, we said above, V'shilach is zu haregel, v'chein omer mishal haregel shur v'chamor. Taima de kasarachmana mishal haregel hashur v'chamor. Only because we have another pasuk that tells me that the word shilach is connected to regel. But hot lav hachi, had we not had that other pasuk, but my mok mislah, how would we define the word v'shilach? Had we not had that pasuk that tells us shilach is regel? E karen, if we said shilach, you send off your animal to mean karen, ksiv, e karen kasa, we already have a pasuk about karen. And e shein, if it says that shilach is referring to shein when the animal eats, ksiv, we already have a pasuk that tells me shein. So what would we have thought? So it's tzirich sakadayta chamina. I would have thought maybe shilach is definitely regel. So had I only had the first pasuk of shilach, I would have thought sakadayta chamina idi v'idi ashein. I'm sorry, both pesukim of shilach and beer would have been about shein. So why do you need two different pesukim? V'had mechal yekarna, hadol mechal yekarna. I would have thought one pasuk of shein referring to when you mechal yekarna, when you mamash eat everything up, when nothing's left over. And ones where you don't eat it up, where it continues to grow back. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Idi v'idi. He explains three lines down. V'shilachu bier tervayu ashen. Both psukim I would have thought about shein, about eating. V'shilach asa l'chiyuva hecha delo karle karno. Shilach comes to tell me, you're also chayiv if the animal eats things that are not mechayir karno. That's not going to be ruining and getting rid of the keren. V'mashma kigon she'ochla ruga v'sofa lachzer. He eats some of the vegetation and it grows back. Ulitzmoch. It doesn't grow back as good as it did before. Ubir, by the word beer, the pasuk that was definitely about Shane. Hainu hecha de mechal yakarna, de mashmi ubir de mishamvar legamri. If the animal, some types of, you know, I know there are flowers that are perennial, some come back every season, some don't come back every season. So let's say the animal ate things that were mechal yakarna, that wouldn't grow back, or destroyed it in such a way that it wouldn't come back. Maybe that's only the time that you'd be chayiv to pay for the damage. But if it's some type of vegetation that continues to grow back afterwards, so maybe you wouldn't be chayiv. So that's why I would have said vishilach refers to the shein eating even the animals when it eats food that does grow back. So that's why we need the pasuk v'chein hu omer mishalchei regel v'shur, that no, the word shilach is not referring to shein, it's referring to regel. Okay, so now the Gemara asks the question. Now hashadokimna aregel. So now that we establish the pasuk v'shilach is referring to regel when the animal steps all over the food, shein de lo mechayir karna minon. So how do I know then that when an animal eats something that's not mechayir karna, that doesn't ruin the karen, that it grows back, how do I know that the mazik, that the baal is chayiv on that? Gemara says because dumya de regel, because shein and regel have to be similar to each other. In what way? Ma regel lo shana mechal yakarna lo shana lo mechal yakarna. Just like regel, when the animal steps all over your property and he ruins it, and there's no distinction whether or not he ruins something that's going to grow back or it's not going to grow back. Across the board, you're chayv in regel. Af shein, so too by this comparison, shein also, when the animal eats any food, there's no difference, lo shna mechal yakarna, lo shna lo mechal yakarna, there's no difference whether the animal eats something that will not grow back or will grow back. He's going to be chayiv in all instances. Okay. Then the Gemara says, fine, Amar Mar, we said above, uvir zu ashein. Uvir means, is referring to eating. The Chenu Omer and the Gemara brings a pasuk that proves this point, kasher yivar hagalal atumo. So that lashon we said galal means to be megula, tumo means to be mechusa. It's a teeth that are sometimes exposed, sometimes they're covered. That's what yivar means. So Gemara makes the same diak as above. Taima de kasa rachmana kasher yivar hagalal atumo. Only because we have another pasuk in Yeshaya that tells me that yivar means teeth. But hot lav hachi, had we not had the other pasuk, b'mayo kimna la, how would I have defined the word uvir? E karen, if it's about karen, ksib, we already have a pasuk about karen. E regel, kasev, we already have a pasuk about regel. So it's sirach, Gemara says, it's sirach sakadai techamin, I would have thought that e dvd a regel. They're actually going to be two pasukim about regel, and maybe in the havamina there's no source for shein. One pasuk tells me about when the animal goes off on its own, and one pasuk talking about if I send it on a shlichus to carry out some damage. So look at Rashi says. Rashi says nothing. Okay, so I would have thought you need two different pasukim. One pasuk that if I sent the animal out, so then I'd be chayv on the damage because I sent him on a mission to go to my neighbor's property and eat all the food. But had it went on its own, so maybe in that case I wouldn't be responsible. I guess it'd be kind of like shoge, but you have to get around the problem of your poshe and the shmira. If your animal went off on its own and you weren't being shomer, so isn't that pshia in your... So you have to figure out what exactly the difference would be, whether I sent him on a mission or he went off on his own. Either way, I should be responsible. But one's more proactive, where I sent him on a mission. One is more passive. I just made a mistake in protecting him. So that's the havamina. I would have thought there is no problem of anything that the animal eats. Kamash Malan, that no, the pasuk of Uvir is referring to Shein. Okay, now the Gemara says, now Hashad Okia Shein, now that we've established that the word Uvir is referring to Shein and eating, Regel de Azam and Mela Minon. How do I know then? And so we define the word above, Shilach is referring to when I sent the shore on a mission. So now, how do I know when the animal went off on its own? Da'az the mimela minayin. How do I know that I'm responsible for that damage? So the Gemara says, "Dumi d'shein." That regel has to be similar to eating. Ma shein lo shna mishal chashluche lo shna da'az the mimela. Just like when the animal eats, there's no difference whether or not I send him to eat or whether he goes out and eats on its own. I'm chayv in both cases. So too, af regel lo shna shal chashluche lo shna da'az the mimela. When it comes to regel and he stamps all over the food, it doesn't make a difference whether or not I send him or whether or not he went off on his own. So then the Gemara says, v'lichtov, a lot of these are obviously drushes, hard stuff. Gemara says, v'lichtov, rachmana, v'shilach, v'lo bai ubir. Maybe I should say the pasuk should simply write shilach. Shilach is referring to, we said regel. V'lo bai ubir, I don't need the pasuk ubir, that's referring to shein. Right, v'lo by beer, demasha regel, mash b'shem, because shilach really can mean both words. Because we said above in the havamina, a shilach could refer to shein. So really it could be referring to regel and shein. And so let's say two, maybe there are two definitions, two understandings in the word v'shilach. So Gemara says, mashmer regel. How do I know that's mashmer regel? Because dechsev, the pasuk we saw above, mishalachei regel hashor v'hachamor, that shilach is connected to regel. And it's also mashmer shein, dechsev, the pasuk here, this pasuk appears in later on in Dvarim, looks like, I'm not sure which pasuk, maybe Hazinu or so. It says, v'shein behemos ashalach bom, the tooth of the animals I will send off. So we see shilach connects to shein as well. So maybe shilach could refer to both regel and shein at the same time. So the Gemara said, "Ilav kra yisera." Had I not had an extra pasuk, "Havamina oha oha," I would have said one or the other. I can't do both of them. It has to be one or the other. Oh, I would have said regel hazeka matzor. I would say shilach refers to regel because it's very common. Animals walk, and as they walk, it's common they cause damage. Oh, shein the yesh hana lazeka, or I would say refers to eating because it's certain hana. But I can't interpret it to be both of them. That doesn't make sense. It has to be one or the other. And they both make sense, they're connected. So the Gemara said, wait a second, let's understand this. Shkulenheim. They're both equal. Shilach implies shein, shilach implies regel. There's two different reasons why each one would be indicated, would be implied here. So they're equal. So if we have oshneim, heimi nayo mafkis. Let's, maybe the word v'shilach, because it's kind of it's a stalemate, they're both equally implied here. Let it prove both them, because you don't know which one to exclude from the pasuk of v'shilach. So the Gemara says, it's tirach. I would have thought, fine, granted, I could have said shilach is referring to regel, so then fine, but I would have only thought that's referring to if I send it off on a mission, but if it went off on its own, I would have thought it wouldn't be chayv. Kamash Milan is referring to regel. So let's look at Rashi to get a little bit of clarity on that. Rashi says, look at Rashi, itzirch. Itzirch le'uvir. You need the word vir still. Dimafkis mifishilach, I learned it from vishilach, the idea of shein. Havamina, I would have thought, hanimile hecha de shalcha ihu bekavana liralis besada chaver, like what you said, Andy, I think. That maybe if shein was implied in the word vishilach also, I would have thought only if you send off the animal to eat in your friend's property, am I chayv. Aval azla mimela lo, but if the animal went off on its own, I wouldn't be chayv. So therefore, you need the word kamash milan, says Rashi, uvir, you need the word vir. You could learn both of them from it. Because if you again learn shein and regel only from the word vishilach, I would think only when you send it off on a mission are you chayv. So you need to learn shein from the word uvir, even when there is no mission, you're chayv and shein. And then through the connection to regel, so now also since you're chayv on mimela by shein, you're also chayv on regel mimela as well. That's the whole roundabout drasha. So again, just to review, the shilach in theory could have taught both shein and regel, but it would have been limited to only when you send it off on a mission. And that's why you need a special pasuk uvir to say that you're chayv on shein separately, and vir does not indicate only shlichus. It implies any situation. So once you establish that shein is chayv in any situation, you could bring it back to regel to say you're chayv regel in any situation as well. Okay, we're good, guys? Sorry. It's tough drashas.
No,
it's not
pashut.
I'm not pashut. Okay. Says the Gemara, two dots told of the shein. So now we've established the source of shein and the source of shein and regel in the Torah. Now we have to figure out what are the toldos. So toldo, the shein, mai. What is a told of shein? Nischacha bekozel hanasa. The animal, let's say, rubs up against the wall to scratch itself. So that's for its hana, because shein is when the animal eats for its hana. So it rubs up against the wall and knocks something over. Or vitinfa peros lanasa, or it relieves itself on fruit and damages the fruit, of course, but that's a hana for the animal. So maishna shein, what's the difference of the shein, the av, the yesh hana lhazeko, there's hana for the animal to cause damage in doing so. And mamoncha, it's your money as the owner. Ushmiraso alecha, and you have the obligation to watch over. Hananami, so to the toldos of the nischacha bakosel and tinfa leperos, that also hananami, yesh hana lhazeko, the animal gets enjoyment as it damages. It's your money. Same exact idea as the Avin told her. There is no difference. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ella tolda de shein kishein. So we've established now, even the toldas of shein are like shein itself. So we're going back to what we said yesterday. When her papa said that there's certain toldos that are not like the avos, it must be referring to the toldos of regel are not like the regel. So now we have to figure out, well, tolda de regel mahi. What's an example of a tolda de regel? to see
and,
that,
and
yeah.
When it rubs against the wall, that's not considered negifa, because negifa was a push, was...
Kavanah shel hazik. Exactly, kavanah shel hazik. It's very important to keep in mind these criteria of each of the avos, because it gets confusing. Again, keren, I remember the first time learning this, I was very confused by all these different things. But keren is kavanah shel hazik, and then shein is hana, and regel is matzor. It's, it must has to be common. Those are the three criteria. The criteria for each of the those avos.
But mamon chosh miras and alecha is
across the board. Exactly, across the board. And that's, by the way, the source of the chakir we mentioned yesterday is mamoncha and shmiras alecha. One hand is my mamon, so I have to pay because my mamon caused damage, or do I have to pay because I lacked my shmir that I have to do? Okay. That was the chakir. That's implied in both these that term of mamoncha ushmiras alecha. So Gemara now says, so what's a tolda derega mahi? Hiziko begufo derech hiluchah. The animal's walking. There's no hana. There's no kavanah shel hazik. He's just walking down the street and he knocks something over. Now, by the way, to bring this to up to date, the cars is the example for sure nowadays. Car is causing damage. So a person rams into something, that would be a keren. The guy's driving by and he's trying to squeeze through and knocks off a mirror accidentally. That would be considered regel. It's something matzoi. It wasn't for the hana, obviously, and it wasn't for kavanah shel hazik. So he drives by, knocks off a mirror accidentally. So hazeka begufa, the animal damages something along the way, derech hilucha, while it's walking. Bisara derech hilucha, or somehow the hair causes damage. I don't know how that works exactly, but Rashi says, ubisara shenidbeku kalim bisara vigrasan shvarasam. Somehow the hair connects to a kalim and drags along the way and then ruins the kalim while dragging. Or derech hilucha, or bishalef shalea, or I guess what's a shalef? The saddle maybe? Pack, okay, it's holding a pack, a package of some sort. Or beprum yavish shebefia, something, a muzzle in the mouth?
The bit,
okay. Bezug shebet savaro, the yoke is on the neck.
Cowbell.
Yeah. Cowbell, okay, cowbell. Oh, the zug, oh, okay, there we go, the cowbell. Any of these things that their chilucha damages, so that's going to be a tolda regel. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Why is that different? Maisha regel dhazeka matzoi umamoncha vishmirasacha alecha. Just like regel is something that's common, it's your money and it's your obligation to watch over. Honinami, these are toldos as well. Hezeka matzai, they're common. Umamoncha v'shmirasa alecha, they're your money and then you have obligation to watch over. So Ella, now we've established tolda the regel kiregel. So even the toldos of regel are like regel itself. So v'chi kama rapapa, when rapapa said that the toldos are not like the avos, that must be talking about a different av, a tolda debor. Okay. So what's a tolda debor now? Tolda debor ma'inihu, what is it? Ilema av asara v'tolda tes. If you say that an av is when the bor is 10 tefachim deep and the tolda is only 9 tefachim deep, so then the Gemara says that lo tes ksiviv lo yud ksiviv. It doesn't say 9, doesn't say 10 anywhere in the pasuk here. So holokasha, that's not a problem. Hames yelo, Amar Rachman, the Torah says, the entire pasuk I read to you, it says, Bal habor yishalim kesef yashiv levalav. The animal, the owner of the boar has to pay back the payment to the one whose property was damaged. Vameis yelo, and the mace is his. So what does that mean? The kimle rabbanon, it has to be a boar that's able to cause a death to an animal. The kimle rabbanon, the rabbanon know that the shear of that could potentially kill an animal is asara avdin misa, tisha nizikin avdi, misal avdi. A 10 tvach, tvachim deep boar can cause death. A 9 tefachim deep bore can only cause damage, it can't cause death. So that's why the tolda is the 9 tefach bore. Gemara says, sof, zeh av l'misa, zeh av l'nezikin. It doesn't make sense. The bore of 10 is the av of killing, and the bore of 9 is an av of damage. They're two different avos. One's the world of misa, one's in the world of nezikin. It's not a tolda of an av, they're two different categories completely. This is all lumped is how to understand a 9 tefach bore, but that's a simple understanding of this. So that can't be, it's not a told of an av. It's not a told of a boar, just two different avos again. So Ella, it must therefore be avano sakinu maso. Get familiar with that term. Avano sakinu maso, a guy's rock, his knife, and his package. What does that mean? Shenichen v'shus harabim, that he placed its package in the shuk, in the marketplace, where people are passing by. Vezeko, and somebody trips, hurts himself, an animal trips, hurts himself. So what's halacha? What's that? What's the nezek there? How do you categorize such a nezek? That must be the told of a boar. A boar is where there's a pit, and a package, a stumbling block, is a told of a boar. It causes a person to trip and get damaged as well. So the Gemara says, let's understand this category for a second. Hey chidami, idaf karinu, if the guy, the owner of the package, or the avano sakino maso, was mafkirit, So bein the rab, bein the shmuel, haynu bor. That's what bor is. Bor is a case where I was mafkir my bor. I don't own it anymore. That's that we're going to get into more sugyas later on about the definitions of bor. But that's the basic understanding. If I'm mafkir my bor, I'm still chai. This is one of the examples the Gemara in Pesachim tells us. That two things that is not mine, but the Torah says it's ki'ilu that it's mine. One is that there's a bor. I was mafkir my bor, but I still have responsibility for any damage. What's the second example? Chametz on Pesach. Pesach, we don't own it anymore. It's aser. But still the Gemara says, even though I don't own it, it's ki'ilu I own it, and I'm responsible for anything, any chametz that I own. So if I'm mafkir, so then avano sakinu masau, that's exactly the same thing as bor itself. So that's not a tolda bor, that is bor. And then the Gemara says in Amud Beis, "V delaf karinu." And if I'm not mafkir the avanos hakinu masau, so then ilish Shmuel. Again, we're going to appreciate this machlokas later on Daf Chavches. Rashi tells us, "Ilish Shmuel the Amar kulam mibaru lamanu haynibor." He holds that you're chayiv for any takala, any stumbling block that appears in the Rishus Harabim. I'm chayiv based on bor, even though I wasn't mafkir like bor. It's still similar to bor, the fact that it's a takala. So that's considered a bor, according to Shmuel. And either Rav, if it's from Rav, Rav says only something that I'm mafkir is similar to bor. If I'm not mafkir, so why am I chai for leaving my package in the middle of the street? So either Rav holds, the Amar kulam mishor lamanu. So he learns from Shur. It's a source from Shur. Rashi just explains simply here. You see Rashi, Lurav the Amar, two lines down. Kol takala shlo hefkira. Any stumbling block that I placed in the Rishus Rabbim that I was not mafkir, that I still own, Mishor Lamanu, he learns from Shur. What's this Joshua? Mashur Shahu Mamono Vim Hizik Chayiv, just like Shur is my money, and if it damages I'm Chayiv, Avko Mamono, so to all my other properties, such as my bags, and my knives, and my rocks, Im Hizik Chayiv. So it's learned from Shur. So now that it's learned from Shur, says the Gemara, Hainu Shur. That's not a told of boar, it's considered exactly what Shur is. Maishna, so now the Gemara says, Maishna bor, so why is it different than bor? Shekain tchilas asiyasa lenezek. So the bor, the beginning creation, the digging of the bor, that self, the nezek is the present. Umamoncha, it's my money. Ushmirasa alecha, I have to watch over it. Haninami, so too. Avanasakinu maso, haninami tchilas asiyasa lenezek. It was placed there, and that was placed in a situation to cause damage right away. Umamoncha, ushmirasa alecha, it's my money, and I have the obligation to watch over it. So the Gemara therefore says, so Ella told the bor kibor, and must be v'chi kamarab papa atolda atemapa. So atolda the bor is also mamish exactly like bor. So when the Rapapa say that the toldos are not like the avos, it must be talking about mava. We have to figure out what mava is in just a second. But we see from here though that the criteria of bor is right here. The Gemara tells us that's why this first sugya is so important. It says tchilasa asiyas lenezek. When it was initially made for damage, that's considered the definition of bor.
So it's not av kamina if it's for misa or if it's for
zika. The nav kamina would be that if an animal died in a 9 tefach bor, then you wouldn't be chai for the misa part. Okay. Okay, the Gemara now says, so mind you, what exactly is mave? So the Gemara says, Ish l'shmuel, damar mave zu shein. Shmuel holds mave is actually shein. Ho kimna dol to the shein. Kishen, we already said above that shein is, the toldos of shein are like shein itself. And ila rav, again, we're going to see these machlokism later on. Ila rav, sometimes the Gemara does that, where in the beginning, it brings out all the important principles of the whole Masechta before even introducing to the basics of them. They assume we knew a lot of this yet, though we didn't. So Rashi continues to send you to the Gemara later on, which tell you all these machlokasim. But later on, there's a machlokas, whether mava is shein or although I think it might even be on this page, actually. It is on this page later on. So mava is ushein. So he told the shein again, and since we already established that Hokimna told the shein is kishein, so that can't be what Rav Papa was referring to, where the toldos are different than the avos. And either Rav, what?
What is mava again?
Mava is not defined, so they're machlokis. Shmuel thinks mava means shein. Rav thinks mava means something else.
But what's the root of it?
The root of it? The Gemara is going to bring source in the bottom here, the lashon of mava. You know Hebrew, don't you? I don't know what the shorish is. I don't know.
Strange that the Gemara brings Karen and it brings Shane and it doesn't bring Rael. And why would it even bring, according to Shmuel, why would it even bring those as two separate things if they're both under Shane? They're both avos of Shane, of Shore rather. Karen and Shane. But then there's the other av of shor regel that was left out of the Mishnah.
Right. Well, you have to figure out how this works. When the Mishnah said they're dalet avos nezikin, it sounded like they're actually more than dalet avos nezikin. It sounds like, you know, we have shor, but shor is really keren, we have regel, we have shein, we have esh, we have bor, we end up having five now.
And according to Rav, it sounds like you have six. Because
we have about, I mean, all of them now, but you have six one.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. So I'm not sure, I don't remember if it's a jest or not, these why they're left off the list. I don't know how it works. So the Gemara now says, Eli Rav, if according to Rav, who understands Mavet to mean, Damar Mavet is the Adam, it refers to Adam, so then my Avos, my Toldos is big. So it's referring to Adam. So what's the difference? What is an Av and what's a Tolda for an Adam, for men who causes damage? V'chi Tema Av near Tolda the Yashan, Av is a guy who's awake. And the Tolda, when he causes damage when he's sleeping, he's throwing his arms around. We've had people like that. I remember in camp, you probably remember without saying names, we had a guy in Machon. So if he had a very messy bed. His bed was full of like all his clothing. So he'd just pick a bed to sleep in, like it was your bed. If you tried to wake this person up and out of your bed, he'd just go crazy and berserk at you. Absolutely berserk. So you want to like go to sleep before this guy goes to sleep, otherwise you're stuck with some crazy guy in his sleep damaging people. You remember who that was. Okay. So anyway, so there's damage person causes in sleep and when they're awake. So when they're awake, if that's considered an av, so fine. So that's an av. But when he's asleep, maybe that's when it's a tolda. So Gemara says, can't be true. But Hatzan, the Mishnah tells us later on, Adam muad li olam. A person is always considered muad. Even though he's never damaged before, that's the nature of man is he's always able to cause damage. Bein er, bein yashin, whether he's awake and whether he's asleep. There's a big machlokas tosas, Ramban, we'll see about this later. Afil ba'ones. But either way, even when he's sleeping, he is chayev. So that can't be the distinction of an av versus a tolda. Ela kicha v'niu. Must be kicha. What's niu? What's it referred to? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ela tolda da'adim hainu kicha v'neu. Kicha is ro kapeh, spit. V'niu is lecha chakotem, from his nose. Tos has a little bit of an argument what this means. But either way, his saliva could cause damage as well. So that might be the tolda. So Gemara says, Heichidami, when does his saliva and mucus cause damage? If it's while it's mid-air, it's spitting on someone and it damages something, it ruins the food, let's say. Da'azlo kamazaki, kocho have, that's kocho. Kocho, we're going to get to a lot of discussions later on as well. It's coming from the person, that's considered an extension of the Adam. That won't be considered a tolda, that is Adam himself. If it's after the saliva had fell to the ground and now someone could slip and get hurt, bein l'rab, bein l'shmul, haynu bor, that's a bor. It's a different type of bor, but it could cause someone to get damaged. Ella tolda d'mava k'mava. So therefore it must be that even the tolda of Adam is like Adam itself, according to Rav and according to Shmuel, who defines the shein, tolda the shein is k'shein. What? If he slips. So the guy intentionally spits on the floor. A puddle of saliva, right. So then the Gemara says, fine.
And
so,
Rashi says, because it's hefker, once you spit it out, it's hefker.
According to all opinions, okay. V'chi kamar, but right, so there's a hefker, but still, and there's a good point, it seems that has to be a situation either, do you have to have kavan al-hazik? Does it have to be a certain shear? Like, it could have some spit, a person will, how likely is it that a person will slip on some saliva? It has to be like a lot. But, okay. Either way, the Gemara says, chi kamar rapapa atolda de'esh. All right, let's go to the next av. It must be that when Rapapa says that a tolda is not like the av, must be referring to Esh. Tolda de Esh Mahi. What's a tolda of Esh? Ilema avano sakino maso. If the person left in the street, chanichan barosh hagago, that's left actually on the rooftop. Benaflu barach mitsuya, and a very common wind came and knocked it off, and the rock fell on someone, the knife fell on someone, damaged someone. Bezeko. Hey chidami, what's the case? I bahada de azli kamazki hainu Esh. If while it was moving in the air, the wind was blowing it and it hit someone while being moving in a horizontal way, not gravity, because the wind blowing it horizontally, that's considered kocho, and that's exactly what esh is. Esh is when the fire blows it somewhere else. Ma'ishna esh dekoch achem urabehen. What's the difference from fire itself? Fire could stay stationary; it won't cause any damage. It only causes damage when the ruach moves it along the way. So the ruach, it what adds to the esh. That's the definition of a esh. When ruach is murabo, there's a certain life source to it. Umamoncha, it's your money, it's your ish, your responsibility, shmirasan alecha. Hananami koch acher murabahen, umamoncha shmirasan alecha. So too, when the rock falls from the rooftop, and the wind blew it, and it hit it while it's moving, that's no different than ish. It's a koch ruach murabahen. So Ella must be told of the ish keish. Must be that this is like ish. So what's the final answer? Bechikam rapapa told of the regel. So it must be that the told of regel is not like regel itself. That's the answer. How? We already said above, Ho Kimna told of the regel kregel. We said that the told of regel is like the avos of regel itself, that they're both matsui. Gemara answers finally, Bechati Nezek Tsuros. What's Tsuros? This is a sugi later on, the second parak. The Chati Nezek Tsuros, the halacha is, let's say an animal, chicken, something's walking along the way, and it kicks up a pebble, and that pebble causes damage. So that's what's called Tsuros. Tsuros means pebbles. So that causes damage. There's a special halacha, Hilchasa Gemirle, that's a special halacha, Moshe Sinai. That Tsuros is only Chayiv Chati Nezek. Now the klal is very important to know, even though we define all the different avos and todos. What's the responsibility of paying? So you always have to pay full amount. Nezek Shalom, except for what's the one exception? Forgetting Tsuros for a moment. When do you only pay Chati Nezek? Right, by Tom of a Karen. If an animal is goring with Karen, so the first three offenses, it's only Chati Nezek. That's based on Psukim. You pay half the amount. After three offenses, by the fourth one, you're Muad. Then you pay full. But all other avos and Nezikin and Todos, you pay Nezek Shalom across the board. What? No, so the one exception is, Tros is the only exception that you pay Chati Nezek aside from the Karen case. The only time you pay Chati, that's a special halacha Moshe Sinai. So Gemara says now, Vamai Karle told of the regal. So why is this considered told of the regal? So if it's L'shalim min Haliyah, to pay from the Aliyah. What does it mean pay from the Aliyah? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, very important, klal as well, the difference between regel, rather really the difference between Karen versus all the other nizikin. Look at Rashi. The shalim min ha'aliyah. Shim hazeka yosem imashah hishave. Misham hahezek mi beso. Ki regel dechsev bar biregel meitav sadeo. So if it caused damage, let's say the animal caused more damage than it was worth, then you have to pay out of pocket from your house, from your field. It's not like Karen. When it comes to Karen, then you only pay from the actual animal itself. If the damage is more than the animal, more than the mazik, you don't pay anything additional to that. That's the difference. So it's called tsroros, are called regel, in that it comes from the same type of payment. They both pay from the aliyah. You pay the full amount of damage, even though the damage might be more than the animal that caused the damage. You need to pay out of pocket whatever it is to compensate the damage. So then the Gemara says, is that really true? So that's the answer. So that's why regel, told of the regel, is different than regel itself. Because regel itself pays nezek shalim. But the told of the regel, the tsroros, only play chatzi nezek. So that's why it's told of the regel is lav karegel in this particular example. That's what Rapapa was referring to. So then the Gemara says, Vahami bai Rava. Didn't Rav ask the question? Did bai Rava, he asked, chatzi nezek tsroros, migufa mishalim? Or min haliyah mishalim? Rava had the shaila. When you pay the chati tsuros, on one hand it's similar to regel because in kicking that's what caused the tsuros, so maybe you should pay min ha'aliyah like normal regel. But also, since the tsuros is only chati nezek, like Karen, maybe you should only pay migufa from the only as much as the animal itself is worth, but not min ha'aliyah. So Gemara says, L'rava mibayle, rapapa pshitile. So Rava was unsure, but Rapapa was sure, that's fine. So my karle tolda, the regel, l'pocha birshis rabim. So then, but when maybe this is more of a question, I think. Maybe the other way around. Sorry.
Rava didn't
know anything. Right. How could it possibly that Rava was unclear and Rapapa knew the answer? Well, I said, can't be. Rava must, if Rava was unsure, certainly Rapapa was unsure as well. So then, so if it's not...
No, I think the Gemara is saying, L'Rava mi ba'ilei l'Rapapa pshitalei. So that's one answer. So now the Gemara is saying, according to Rava mi ba'ilei, so why is it called Toldo de Regel? That's what the question is.
L'Rava mi ba'ilei l'Rapapa pshitalei. So according to Rapapa, he was pashit. He knew the answer. So according to him, so he was fine that why is it called Toldo de Regel? Because you pay min aliyah. But in the world of Rava, the Rava and the mi ba'ilei, he wasn't sure if you pay min aliyah or min ha-gufo. So why is Tsuros called told the regel? Amai kar they told the regel, lipotra b'rishis rabim. There's another exception, we'll see a lot more unique characteristics of the different avos, but one of the unique characteristics of regel is that if the damage takes place b'rishis rabim by regel, you're potra b'rishis rabim. So to Tsuros, if the damage of the pebbles are caused in b'rishis rabim, you're potra in Tsuros just like you're potra by regel. But only if the damage is done b'rishis yachid are you chayv in regel and Tsuros. As opposed to just, for example, Karen. If Karen takes place in Rosh Hashanah, then you would be Chai Karen, even Rosh Hashanah. But we're going to discuss these all later on. We're all good still? Try to finish this page. It's going to continue. Let's go a little bit further. Gemara says, Mavet v'haver v'chule. My Mavet. What's Mavet? We saw above that this machlokes how to define the word Mavet. Rav Amar Mavet ze Adam refers to man. Shmuel Amar Mavet ze Shein. That refers to Shein. So how do they know this? Rav Amar Mavet. This is going to answer your question, David, who just left. Rav Amar Mavet ze Adam. How do we know that Mavet refers to Adam? So he brings a pasuk dichsiv, the pasuk that appears in Yeshaya. It says, Amar Shomer, the guard says, Asa Boker, the Boker, the morning's coming. The Gam Laila, and the night also, Im Tivayun Ba'ayu Shuvu Asayu, the Pasuk says. So how is this a lashon of Adam? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Amar Shomer, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Shomer. He says, Asa Boker Gulas Tzadikim. The morning refers to Tzadikim, the Gula for the Tzadikim, the Gula is coming. The Gam Laila Choshech L'Rishayim, and there's going to be darkness for the Rishayim. Im Tashuvu B'Tshuva, if you're going to do Tshuva, V'Tefakshu Mechila Be'ava Ba'o, you're going to ask for Mechila, Am Adam K'siv Ba'yu. So when we say here, Ba'yu is referring to man asking for Tshuva. Im Tivayun Ba'yu, if Ba'yu refers to the Ba'yu, the people are referring to Tivayun, they're going to seek out Tshuva, so that's how he knows the Lashon Mavet is talking about Adam. Shmuel Amar Mavet Zeshen, he thinks it refers to teeth and eating. How do we know? The Pasuk in Ovadia says, Eich nichbesu, how will I seek out Esav nivu matzpunav? So what does it mean, nivu matzpunav? So my mashma, what does it mean? Kid metargim Rav Yosef, ichdin isbalshu Esav mitmaru. Ichdin, what does ichdin mean, Rashi says? Nothing. Let's look at some of the misifta here for the targum of the targum. See? Ichta means to seek out. It's Aramaic for seeking out. Nichbasu, to seek out. Is balish Esav. Esav is covered in clothing or covered. Is galun, reveal, expose, matmori, that which is hidden. So you see that Lashon Mavet is to expose. Just like teeth get exposed, but that's what Mavet means, to expose. So then the Gemara says, Rav, my time alo amar kishmo. Why doesn't Rav like Shmuel's pasuk? Amalachai, he says, Mikatani nive. Does it say nive? And therefore, what's the problem with that? Rashi says, Nive, the mashma, hu asmo nive nigle. He's going to be exposed. Mave katani shehu mave davracher. If it's referring to man gets exposed. It refers to teeth. Teeth are mave. You expose teeth. So the nifal versus the lashon kal, that's the difference. Okay, very technical. Then the Gemara says, Shmuel ma taima lo amar k'rav. Why doesn't Shmuel like Rav's pasuk? He says, Amar lecha mikatani boe. Does it say Boe? Michti Kara. So it doesn't say Boe. Rashi says Boe, Lashon Bayu. It doesn't refer to a person. Bayu is not a Lashon, not a noun. So therefore, it's unclear that it's unlikely that Boe means Adam. So in the end of the day, the Gemara says Michti. Kri lo kimar daiki velo kimar daiki. The Psukim are not exact, not like Shmuel nor like Rav. So Rav, my time, Lomar Kishmuel. So why doesn't he hold like Shmuel then? If the Psukim are, you don't have really a good Pasuk to bring as a proof. Tana Shor v'chol milei de Shor. This is your point above. When the Mishnah says above that one of the avos in Zikin is Shor, Shor refers to all the other avos. Shor means Karen and Regel and Shein. So that means Mave in the Mishnah must be referring to something else. So Rav says it must be Adam. So he found the pasuk that was somewhat as a support for him. And what about Shmuel? Shmuel nami hadani le Shor. Doesn't say Shor, which includes Regel and Shein. Amar Yehuda, Tane Shor lekarno u'mave lesheino. Shor is referring to its horns, and Mavet is referring to its teeth. V'halchi kamar. And the way the Mishnah is read is, Lo raya karen shein hanal lazeko, kiraya shein sheyesh hanal lazeko. That karen is not, which has no hana in the karen, so it's not similar to shein, which does have hana in the hezek. I'm not sure it's worth going further now, because the Gemara is going to continue a number of lines down, though.
Just one more line.
The Lord Raya Shane Kavanas Lahazik, Kiraya Karen Kavanas Lahazik. And so to Shane is not similar to Karen, because Karen is Kavanas Lahazik, as opposed to Shane is not Kavanas Lahazik.
And Rashi says that, according to Shmuel, Gemara doesn't ask on Daf Daled about why he left out Regel.
Regel, exactly. Okay. Fine. Hard stuff. Everyone have a wonderful day. Wonderful Shabbos. Yeah.